Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to part 9 in our 12-part series about biblical economics. You may be one of the fortunate ones. You might be in a position to lend money to someone. In previous programs, we were talking about the curse of being in debt to someone. But you might have the blessing of being able to lend to someone. If you're in that position, then you should follow certain biblical principles. And what are those principles? Well, three of the most important are: A, don't charge interest to your family and friends. If you have the money to loan to people, then don't charge interest to your family and friends. B, don't charge exorbitant amounts of interest to others. If you are in a position to lend money and it's not your family or your friends, feel free to charge them interest. It's not against the scriptures. It's not against any godly principle. But it is against a godly principle to charge them an exorbitant amount of interest. We should charge people a fair amount of interest. And then the third thing, this is C, lend the money willingly. If you're in a position to lend money, then lend the money willingly. Don't lend money to a person and then kind of beat them over the head with it. I'm loaning you this money, but you're an unworthy person, and you know this is really going to hurt me, and you know, why are you asking me this? I mean, if a person needs money and you have the money to lend, then lend it to that person willingly. Now let's find out some substantiation for these three principles for lending money. Let's turn over to Leviticus chapter 25, and we'll read verses 35 through 37. This is Leviticus chapter 25 and verses 35 through 37. And this addresses point number A, don't charge interest to your family and friends. If any one of your brethren comes before you who is poor, then you shall help him, like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. So this is talking about even opening up your home to your relatives if they need a place to stay, and loaning that person some money. And then it says, do not take usury or interest from him or her. And usury means a large amount of interest, or just a regular amount of interest. It's saying don't take a large amount, and don't even take a regular amount that's fair to charge other people. But instead, you should fear your God so that your brother may live with you. You shall not lend him your money for usury, nor lend him your food at a profit. Don't treat your own family that way. That, man, all right, I'm going to let you come and stay with me, but I'm going to charge you for your meals. Well, I mean, listen, if you're going to go out and buy some food, let's say you're going to buy $2 worth of food, are you telling me you're going to run your home like a business and charge your relative $3 so that you can make a profit off of the person? No, that's not the right attitude. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verses 19 through 20, this addresses the second part about don't charge exorbitant amounts of interest for others who aren't your family members. And this is talking really about usury, which means you're using a person. And Deuteronomy chapter 23 verses 19 through 20, it says, you shall not charge interest to your brother, interest on money or food or anything that is lent out at interest. To a foreigner you may charge interest, but to your brother you shall not charge interest, so that the Lord your God may bless you. So there you have it. You can charge interest to a foreigner, someone who's not a part of your family, not one of your friends. It's perfectly fine to do that. Then point three, it says, lend money willingly. And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verses 7 through 10. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verses 7 through 10. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand, but you shall willingly lend him sufficient for his need. Your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works. And now let's go to the New Testament. Because, you know, there's not as much information in the New Testament about finances as there is in the Old Testament. And I'm not saying that the Old Testament principles that you see are commandments from God that you absolutely have to follow, because of course God was dealing with the nation of Israel, and right now we are a nation of America. We are not the nation of Israel, so some things don't apply directly and exactly, but the principles are there. So that's why we're going back to see how God said, in a society that I have designed, keeping in mind that there's carnal-minded people in every society, but with a society that I have designed, God is saying, these are the best principles that people should live by, the best economic principles. So there's great value in that. But here is a principle from the New Testament that we can learn from. This is in Luke chapter 6, in verses 34 through 35. Here it says, "And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. Love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. Your reward will be great. You will be sons of the Most High." Now this really, we could say, is a fourth principle. Not only should you lend money willingly, but if you're in a position to lend money, lend the amount of money that you can afford to lend, so that in case the person does not pay you back, is not going to break you, is not going to do damage to your family. So I'm not saying that you should go out and whatever a person asks you for, you just say, "Oh yeah, I'm willing to lend you any kind of money. Here you go. Whatever you ask, it's yours. I know you'll pay me back." No, that's being foolish. A lot of people won't pay you back. So only lend the amount of money that you can afford to lose. That's really what that scripture in Luke chapter 6 and verses 34 through 35 is saying. And scripture is simply instructing us not to take unfair advantage of someone's unfortunate circumstances. That's really the position that we should take when we're lending money. Three or four principles. Number one, don't charge interest to your family or friends. B, number two, don't charge exorbitant amounts of interest to people that are not your family or friends. And C, or point three, lend money willingly. And then point four, or D, is lend the amount of money you can afford to lose just in case you don't get it back. And if we do right by others, then God will ensure that we have sufficiency to meet our needs and the needs of our immediate family. So God has our back. That's a way of looking at it. If you are truly giving, if you're practicing God's nature, because God is the greatest giver, you can never outgive God. If you're giving genuinely because you want to help people, not because, you know, you're giving so that God can give more to you, because then that's just a selfish thing. But if you're truly giving because you are moved with compassion and you want to help people, God is always going to make sure that you have sufficiency to meet your needs, because God has your back. And most of you, though, will breathe a sigh of relief, a big sigh of relief, when you hear this next point. God gives you an excuse to say no to that friend or relative who wants you to co-sign for a loan. You have scriptural grounds for saying, "No, no, I'm not going to co-sign for you." And you can read to them Proverbs chapter 22 and verses 26 through 27. It says, "Do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge." Don't agree to a pledge and shake and make a deal on it. "Do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge, one of those who is surety for debt." Surety meaning, I am sure that I will pay the debt for this person if they don't pay it. Don't enter into that kind of an arrangement. "If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he," the lender, "take away your bed from under you?" In other words, again, if you don't have the money personally to loan, then don't agree to pay someone else's loan in case they default. So what about if you're already verbally agreed, if you've already verbally agreed to co-sign, or if you've literally already signed a contract? Well, as long as the 3-day rescission period on the written contract hasn't expired, you should follow this advice. If you become surety for a friend, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. Give no sleep to your eyes. Rather, deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of a hunter. In other words, man, don't go to sleep. Don't rest. You better run as fast as you can to get that contract and tear it up before that 3-day rescission period is over with. That's what God is saying. In this case, even if you have verbally agreed to do something for somebody, or even if you've already signed a contract, don't think that, man, God is going to get me if I go back on my word. No. God is saying, listen, if you are within that 3-day rescission period, don't go to sleep and don't sit on your butt. Get up and run like a gazelle that's trying to get away from a hunter. Go hunt that contract down and rip it up. Go humbly and plead with your friend to be free from the foolish mistake you made. And that's a paraphrase of Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 1 through 5. Okay, so now the million-dollar question. How do you get the cash, the extra cash on hand, to loan to somebody? Well, probably it's going to be by saving and or by investing a portion of your hard-earned money. So if you save money for a rainy day, or if you've invested money and that's earned you some interest, that's probably where you're going to get your money from to be able to lend to other people. Now the question is saving money a smart thing in God's eyes? Well, you'll find out the answer to that in our next program.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.